The Mind Aware, 652.
Hello, 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 Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. I am so happy that you're here, and I can't wait to dive in and talk with you about what we're going to talk about today, because we're talking about confidence. Ooh, that's a topic we can all identify with. Confidence, lack of confidence, self-doubt, being in the big sea and the big mucky muck of the internet and everybody around, and how do you feel confident? Well, I want to get into detail on this. I want to take a second before we do to let you know that you are appreciated, and when you get out there and you tell people about the show, it makes a difference, and I just want to thank you so much for doing that and for taking the time to do that. It just really means the world to me. So here's what happened. We had somebody write in, and it was a very short email, I guess you'd call it. It was our form that you submit. And she just said she suffers from a lack of confidence, and is there something she can do regarding brain training, of course. And so I want to make a few points about this. And the first point I want to make is that everyone feels a lack of confidence at some time or another. It is universal. It's not like we are just all walking around like robots feeling 100% confident all the time, even when we should feel confident, you know, quote unquote. This is something that is just a normal part of being alive. It's something that is a muscle that you have to work. It's something that being aware of it makes it much, much easier, because when you realize like you've got that sense or that feeling of a lack of confidence, then you are aware of it means you can actually do something about it. It's different than just being unaware or walking around unconsciously and coming from a place where you're not going to be effective in what you do. Because obviously, if we have confidence, we're going to be more effective in what we do. We're going to be more effective at spreading our message. We're going to be more effective at getting clients. We're going to be more effective at just feeling good and being happy. Doesn't it feel good to feel confident? So the first thing I want to say is don't make it too big of a deal if you feel a lack of confidence, because everybody does. Everybody. Even now, I'm not kidding. When I am interviewed on some kind of a show, radio show, podcast, whatever it is, I have to remind myself before I get on the podcast or get on the interview for a show to be like, oh yeah, that's right. I'm the expert. I wrote a book on this. I can talk about this. I actually know what I'm talking about. You know, we all get that feeling of like, oh my gosh, why do they think I know? So it's normal. Point over. Point number two, over time, the things that we feel a lack of confidence about cure themselves. Sometimes I try to remember way, way, way back in the day when I was working a cubicle job, and I was working for this company that was a major corporation, and they had a lot of moving parts and it was very complex. And their training program to come into the company was something just crazy at the time. Like, I want to say 6 weeks, but it couldn't have possibly been that long. But it was seemed like forever. It was a very long training program. And they had this manual that was so thick. It was a 3-ring binder, and it was at least 4, 5, 6 inches thick. And so you'd get on the phone, you'd answer the phone on your cubicle job, and somebody would give you a problem that you'd have to solve, and you'd look in this big manual. And I remember the first month of that job, the first few weeks in particular, thinking, this is crazy. I am never going to get good at this. Like, this is a crazy amount of information. And do you know, literally like 30 to 45 days into that job, I felt like I'd been doing it forever. I felt like it was just second hand. I didn't have to look in the manual for almost anything anymore. I knew it backwards and forwards. I say that almost every time when I go to the grocery store and I see the person checking out, memorizing the numbers that are through and punching them in and getting them right. And I'm always talking to him or her and saying like, wow, how do you ever do that? And they say, yeah, it's crazy, but you eventually get it. So over time, you're just going to get good at what you do, and you're going to feel more and more confident as you go. It cures itself. Having said that, in the meantime, or even when you have little wig outs, like the one I mentioned before, going into an interview, it's an inside job. There is no other way to feel more confident than to be aware, step one of brain training, make a decision that you're going to say those sentences that are going to help you feel more confident. Step three, say those sentences. Talk to yourself in a way to talk yourself off the ledge. Remind yourself. Say those sentences that help you to feel more confident. Talk about the current situation in a way that feels good. And then step four, feel better. So one of the cheats that I use for this step is to make a list of all the reasons why you're qualified. So look at what you're doing, your business, the way you're talking to clients, being out in the world, spreading your message, and make a list of all of the reasons why you're qualified. So it's almost like you're gathering evidence, like you're in court and you're gathering evidence as to all the reasons why you're qualified. And so those reasons might be things like you have a degree or you have some kind of a certificate that means you've had training that qualifies you for it. But it's also things like I have strong desire and I am compassionate and I'm a brain trainer and I really care about my clients and I give good customer service and I'm qualified because I'm study this nonstop. I'm qualified because I care about this. I'm qualified because I've read more books on this topic than most of the population on the planet, right? All of these different reasons, some of them traditional training and some of them emotional and some of them who you are in your background. I'm qualified because I lived through this. I'm qualified because I overcame this myself, whatever it is. So keep that list handy because anytime you have that little bit of niggling about, oh my gosh, I don't really feel qualified or I don't feel confident, you've got that list to come back on and remind yourself of who you are in the world. Remind yourself of what you feel. Remind yourself of why you are qualified to be out in the world talking about your message, being the celebrity in your market, being who you are. And then finally, the third point I want to make on this is I can give you a shortcut I think will help this. This is a little, I guess you'd call it a mindset shift. A lot of times people talk about having self-doubt. They feel doubt about their qualifications or about their business or about getting the word out. I mean, there's a lot of doubt that can go with being an entrepreneur because we are in a sea of so many different people who offer so many things that are similar. And that's totally understandable. But the piece I want to give you here is the opposite of self-doubt is not confidence. The opposite of self-doubt is clarity. Because when you feel clear, when you feel really clear about what it is you have to offer and who you are and what your products or services can do for people. When you are feeling that clarity about your passion in the world and why you're doing it and who you can help and looking at the people you have helped and feeling clear about the solution you have and feeling clear about the direction you're taking in your life and feeling clear about the path you're on and the path you're headed to. When you have got clarity, like, is there any emotion better than clarity? Is clarity an emotion? I don't know, but I'm going to call it an emotion. When you feel clear, there is nothing better. I love that feeling of clarity. I think I even love it better than appreciation or love or any of those other feelings. And the easiest way to get clarity is to start talking about that you've already got clarity. I'm starting to feel so clear. I'm starting to feel more clear. I'm starting to feel more and more clear. I'm starting to get clarity about where I am, starting to get clarity about where I'm going. I'm feeling more and more clear all the time. Things are getting clear. I'm starting to feel more clear. I love the feeling of clarity. It feels so good to feel clarity. I just love feeling clarity. It feels so good. I love that I'm on this path. I love that I'm living this life. I love that I'm able to help people. I love that I'm able to live and be an entrepreneur and be on my own path and live my passion and spread my message and talk to people and engage on this topic. Clarity, clarity, clarity. That's the ticket. That's the ticket. Focus on clarity and the rest takes care of itself. You've totally got this.
Do you find it overwhelming to try market your business everywhere? Wouldn't it be nice if you could find one marketing method that brought you leads and clients and simplified your business? If so, you'll want to discover your marketing superpower. Take the Marketing Superpower quiz at yourmarketingsuperpower.com to find out the marketing method that's best suited for you. And the best part is, it's free. When you discover your marketing superpower for free at yourmarketingsuperpower.com, you can focus your marketing and work fewer hours. Plus, you'll be using your natural gifts, which makes marketing easier. You'll be using the marketing method that's perfect for your personality. Go to yourmarketingsuperpower.com right now and take the quiz. It's free, and in just a few minutes, you'll know how to market your business the easy way and get more leads today.